Hey there, everyone. This is Coach Kelly. Welcome to episode 190. 190 of Let's Be Honest Before We Start Pretending. Cannot believe in 10 more episodes, we're going to be at 200. Whoa, that is mind-blowing to me. Imagine we would have been there by now, but as y'all know, a few months ago, we changed to having 2 or 3 episodes a month versus weekly. And the purpose of that was so that everybody could implement some of the things that we're talking about to have them work in your life. So I would love it if you would let me know how that's going. You can go to the show notes and click on a link that I have where you have 90 seconds and you can leave me a message and tell me what's working for you, what's not working for you. And also, I'd love to hear what are some things you would like to take on this podcast, because it's here for you and it is designed to help you take the lead in your life. I am super, super excited because I am planning season 4, which will come out in May, connecting with people, bringing on some guests and all the things. And I am thrilled. I am thrilled. I'm so excited. So let me know some things you'd like to hear. Let me know what's working for you or not working for you and ask me anything. All right. That's in the show notes. We are going to be taking on part 2 of taking the lead in your life. And it's going to be part 2 where we're going to talk about a practice. This is not a very long episode today. We're going to talk about a practice that I think is a tried and true practice. And it is going to come from the episode that we did that dropped on March 4th. That was part 1 of taking the lead in your life, where you were really looking at those transformations that you're creating in your life. Before I dive into that, I want to let you know that our cohort 3 Lift Her has begun, and I am so excited about the women who have joined us. Now, here's what I want you to know. We do have a few spots that we can actually bring a few more women in. And so if you're like, oh man, I missed it, guess what? I'm going to leave that open for the rest of this month. And if you want to join us, click the link in the show notes and let's get on a call. You are not too late. You can jump in and join us. It is a 6-month program. It has coaching. It's got training. And most importantly, you have a community of amazing women who are in it together to create those transformations in their life. And you get to work with me, Coach Kelly. And I am thrilled. I am thrilled. I'm super excited. And we do have a few spots that you can jump in. We decided, we're like, we can have a few more women take the lead in their life. So get in the show notes, click on it, because after March, that's going to go away until we have cohort 4, which will be later in the year. Okay. So don't wait. Leaders don't wait. They create, jump in. So last episode, we talked about what it means to lead with your genius and leverage your genius. And what is that? That's your inner knowing. That's your intuition. That's your natural knowing. That is listening to your voice. And also what I believe is comes from your higher power, right? I think our higher power, when we're paying attention, is dropping in. They're giving us some downloads, okay? And it's our job to pay attention to those, right? To pay attention and make sure that they are in alignment with our vision and our values and our purpose. I think that's really important. And so often we also talked about what keeps us from listening to our natural knowing. And that's usually because we're listening to a whole bunch of other people. Okay. And I think that it's okay to get advice. I think I am a personal fan of coaching because coaches tap into your answers, and your answers are the ones that you are going to be most apt to take action on. So I think that's really important. But what happens a lot of times is we will listen to a lot of other people and they're dropping in some great, great advice or tips or strategies, things like this. But maybe it's not in alignment with you. Maybe it's something that you're like, nah, I don't know. That doesn't feel like it's in alignment with me. And I'm not talking about something that maybe is scaring you a little bit, taking you outside your comfort zone, that kind of thing. I'm not talking about that, but like where you're like, I don't think so. Has that ever happened to you in your life? It has for me. Many, many times where someone said, I should do something and maybe really pushed it and pressed it, But it wasn't, I noticed I never was taking action on it. And here's why. It's because it wasn't true for me. It wasn't true for me yet or ever, right? And then I spent a lot of time feeling bad about myself, like I wasn't taking action. Like somehow I must be losing here because I'm not taking action, or I'm procrastinating, or I'm waiting. And the reason is it wasn't for me. I'm going to give you an example. I have been told many times to write a book, or I should write a book, that there's all these principles that would be great. Well, maybe someday, but right now is not my time to write the book. However, I'm a talker, not a writer. You guys have heard me say this many times. I could start a podcast. I could. Terrified me, scared me, had no idea what I was doing, but that lit me up. That was my truth. So, you know, if the point was to help people and get information out there and strategies that would help people take the lead in their life, there's possibilities. There's more than one way. Now, I'm not saying I'll never write a book. It just wasn't my time. Okay. And instead of spending so much time, years, in fact, feeling bad about something I wasn't doing that wasn't in alignment with me, well, I may have gotten to the podcast sooner. I don't know. I don't know. But I want you to know it's got to be true for you. It's got to be in alignment for you. And usually it's going to be something that lights you up and maybe terrifies you at the same time. That's okay. Okay, that's okay. So today, what I wanted to talk with you all about is something that I find really transformational. And again, I work with this in Lift Her. I work with this with some of my clients, and I do this myself. And I think this is such a powerful exercise. And some of you maybe have heard about it before, but I have a little bit of a twist on it. And it stems from that 5-minute practice that you all were working on last week. And if you didn't listen to the episode, go back and listen to the episode before you take this particular one on, because that 5-minute practice helps set you up for what I'm going to share with you. So you all know that in 2023, I had not one, but two knee replacements, not at the same time. My left knee was officially a year old come February 21st of 2024. And my new knee currently right now, as you're listening to this, is about 6 months old. Okay. They're both in very, very different places. The left knee is like, I don't even know if I mean, I know I had knee replacement, but I'm like, it feels very different. It's not swollen at all. It moves differently. And the right knee is still a work in progress, but we're making progress, right? We're making progress. I look back now, and this is something that if I had to tell my younger self a year ago, what I would do differently is I would be journaling and capturing the progression of both of my knees as we moved through the year. I'm dropping that in because it's one of the things that I learned, and I will leverage this in other areas. It was part of the genius because I was paying attention, and I'm like, you know, as I'm working on this right knee, am I behind? Are we progressing the same? Well, of course we're not progressing the same because they're two different knees. So they're going to progress a little differently, but I found that I was getting a little hard on myself. Like it still is swollen. Can it still be swollen? Like, oh, anyway, I was overthinking the whole thing. So I thought to myself, aha, this would have been a good practice to, you know, take down my learning of the progression that I could refer to so that I wasn't comparing knee to knee. Okay. Simply what was occurring for this, what could I leverage in what worked and what could I let go of and what didn't work. I remember some things, but I think it would have been a really interesting exercise. I really, really do. And so now moving forward on some of the other things that I have going on with my health or my career or in my relationships, things like that, I will implement that. Keeping a journal. I'm a big fan of studying. And the greatest person we can study in our life is ourselves. Truly, truly, truly. This is another way that we can really tap into our inner knowing, also known as your genius. And again, when you work with me, I help you with that all along the way. So one of the things that I did, I wrote a letter to myself on February 20th, 2023. I wrote a letter to myself, and it was about the transformation that was going to occur throughout the year in some specific things. I'm not going to read the entire letter to you, but I am going to read some parts of it. And what I want you to know is when I opened up this letter on February 20th, 2024, my mind was blown because I never peeked at it. I never took a peek at the letter, saw what was going on. I did my 5-minute practice very consistently so that I was really clear on the transformation of me. And then I wrote a letter to myself that I would open up a year from now. Now I could see that letter. I could see that letter every single day. It was up on my board of possibilities. That's what I call it. Some people call it a vision board. I call it a board of possibilities, right? And these are the possibilities, the transformation that I'm creating in the year ahead. And so I had it sealed and I had it up on my board of possibilities. So it was always in my mind's eye, whether even though I couldn't see the words that I had written down. Okay. When I read this letter on February 20th, 2024, last month, I was blown away and I was so inspired by this. I was so inspired by this. So this inspired me when I wrote it and it helped me with courage as I was moving into taking on a year of transformation with not one, but two nifty new knees, right? And I remember I was really scared, but somehow writing this letter helped me stay in my faith, helped me trust my natural knowing, helped me move into this with calm. Okay. And so this is a practice that you can take on, and I highly encourage you to do it. Thinking about the transformation of you over the next 6 months, year, whatever time frame you want it to be. And I would encourage you to keep it at that 6 months, then maybe write another letter or a year, right? I did this over a year's time. This year, I'm doing it over a 6 month time, and then I will write another one for the next six, because I'm really curious. I'm always curious about what works, what doesn't work. What am I learning along the way? I'm really kind of a nerd when it comes to studying. I love it. I love learning and I'm fascinated in how we can grow and move through life through that. So I wrote this letter to myself and I'm going to read you just part of it. And it says, "Dear Kelly, you have been so brave to take on your health and move through two knee replacements and work on and have integrity with yourself. This was really important to me because my health is a number one priority in my life right now. And just because the year has stopped doesn't mean it's not still a priority. It still is. It's just at a different level now, okay? But that I stayed in integrity with myself. What that meant is because I was going to put myself first and get these nifty new knees over the course of the year, I was going to not be launching anything new in my business. I was going to be focusing on nurturing the clients that I have and the programs that I have, and I wasn't launching anything. I was able to bust a myth that I had to keep producing new things in order to grow and leverage my business, right? In alignment with the goals that I have for myself and my family, okay? And I also was able to bust a myth that I had to constantly be doing in order to be. This is really important because I have been on a journey of being and who I'm becoming for a very long time. And now I know without a shadow of a doubt, it is true. And it came back to integrity because at the end of the day, that's what I have in my life is integrity. Okay. And so I went on to talk about the relationships that I was having within my family and what I would be seeing, what I would be seeing in my business as a result of not launching anything new, but however, really nurturing and paying attention while taking care of myself first and foremost. You guys have heard me talk about this before. I have a tendency to be a people pleaser. And so as a tendency to be a people pleaser, having boundaries can be really challenging, right? Putting myself first can be really challenging. I mean, that's a whole other episode. I have other episodes on that and I'll do more as we move into the year. But what I realize is that people pleasing is a no-win situation. Nobody wins, right? Nobody wins in that situation. And I've worked really hard to work on that, which is why you hear me say it's a tendency. I don't say I'm a recovering people pleaser, and I don't say I am a people pleaser. It is a tendency. And when we hold things as a tendency, we will work on them. We will, because we can look and say, Is this a tendency that works versus putting ourselves in a box? Okay. So I say to myself, you have busted a myth that is so important in your life that you no longer have to please. Okay. You no longer have to please. That myth is busted. Okay. Because you have shown up in your relationships with integrity. And the most important one is the one that you have with yourself, right? The most important one. You are now starting out 2024 with all those ideas that you've written down in your notebook of ideas over the past year, and you're beginning to implement them. And people are excited about them, and so are you. You are putting yourself first. You have appointments with yourself in your calendar, and you move your body. You are in integrity with yourself, and you're feeling better and better and better. You are moving with ease. You dance more, and you are working towards hiking. All of this was so incredibly true, you guys. It was mind-blowing, mind-blowing. And I went on to say a few more things about details in my relationships and in my business, and more will get revealed on that. I'll share along the way. But what I want you to hear is what I said to myself mostly. No, you have boundaries. You are love and loved and are a loving, joyful, courageous, worthy woman. I love you, Kelly. I mean, I got goosebumps and I got really emotional when I read this to myself. And again, I'll share with you all some more things that happened. But I think the most important thing that I really was able to create is I busted a myth that I had to be so busy to be important. Okay. Not true. I get to do the things in my life to be important, right? First of all, I get to start with, I am important to who? To myself, to my family, to the people that I'm in relationship with. But it's got to start with me. And I've got to remove, like, focusing in. I have no idea. You guys, I'm recording this, which is filming, and I don't know why, but it is like, if you could see this right now, there are blinking lights. Like somehow, maybe this is a divine download. Like, you're important. Cue lights. But it's flashing a lot. I don't know what's happening. All right. But I got to bust a myth that I could not put myself first. And I'm going to speak to a lot of the women out there because we do this. We do this all the time. And we get to put ourselves first and honor what's true. And the health, without health, what do we have, right? And so I was really clear that health was going to 100% be a thing that I was absolutely going to pay attention to. And I was going to be in integrity when it comes to that. And now I have so much more calm and ease in my life and my work, right? It is not perfect, but I wasn't going for that. I was going for integrity. And I feel very integrous in my life. And so you can also have that for you. It is who you are becoming. It is the transformation in your life. You get to see who you be. You get to see what you do. You get to see and experience and hear what you have in your life. So I'm going to encourage all of you to write a letter to yourself. Take this on. We will keep building on this as we move into April. And I'm going to talk about intention, and I'm going to talk about inspired action on who you're being. And I'm going to talk about how it all works together, because I want you to take the lead in your life in alignment with your purpose, with your vision, and with your values, because you get to, and you get to have more fulfillment and joy. You get to. So remember, we do have a choice to lead our lives or follow our circumstances, right? We can sit in our circumstances for a long time, and then they get to be our circumstances. They don't define us, but they can help us propel into something different. And who emerges from taking the lead in their lives? Well, they are inspired. They have more fulfillment and joy in their life, work, and play. It doesn't always look the way we think it's supposed to. And we get to trust that more always gets revealed, because it does as we move forward. So remember, take those pauses, let go of worry, let go of doubt, and live fully the best version of you, because you get to. You get to. So thank you so much for listening today. Tell me what's percolating for you. Go to that link in the show notes. You can drop me a 90-second message. You can drop me more than one if you want. Let's stay connected. Please follow me on Instagram at Kelly Mobeck. You can visit my website, kellyjmobeck.com. These are all in the show notes. And you can join us in Uplift Her Circle, which is a free private group on Facebook where you get to interact with me and take these topics to a deeper level for yourself. So go to the show notes for all the links. Send me a message. Let me know what's happening. What's percolating? I want to know. And any questions, we can take them on in future episodes. Have a great week ahead. I am super excited about what's coming up in April. Y'all know if it's not shaping up the way you want it to this week, this month, this year, take the lead and create a fantastic one, the one that you want. I'll talk with you all soon. Have a great week ahead.